Hey guys, it's JJ. I know you were expecting a mailbag episode this week, but I probably should have realized that people wouldn't have many questions the week after their fantasy seasons concluded. So instead of doing a mailbag episode that wouldn't be all that entertaining or useful, I figured I'd send you guys a quick update on what to expect this offseason from the Late Round Podcast. A lot of you were sending me questions about dynasty stashes and which players they should be buying and selling. The reason I haven't brought that up on a mailbag episode is because I'm planning on doing separate podcasts on these topics this offseason. I'll have one where I go through buy candidates and one where I talk about sell candidates, just like I did last year. But I'll be getting into a lot more than just that this offseason. Next week, I'll be giving advice for your fantasy playoff contests. We'll dive deep into prospects. We'll look at the reasons things went right and wrong in 2018 and tons more, loads more. There will be late round podcast content for days. I know how it works though. It's no longer the regular season, so you really don't care that much about fantasy football. I get it. But there's an off-season of prep work. You'll undoubtedly get an edge over your league mates come July and August if you pay attention to the detail throughout the off-season. And my job is to provide those details. And don't forget, there are lots of late-round podcast evergreen episodes. There are shows that I recorded a year ago that are still relevant today. If you want to listen to some of those, you can go to the podcast SoundCloud page, click playlists, and then take a look at the evergreen episodes playlist. I know this sounds like I'm on my knees begging you to keep listening throughout the offseason. That's sort of what this is. I don't want you to leave me. But I'm not just saying these things just to say them. There will be relevant, entertaining, interesting podcast episodes this offseason, and I don't want you to miss them. So don't miss them. Keep listening. You'll continue to become a better fantasy football player if you do, and you'll probably start liking the game even more if that's possible. I hope you all had a great holiday, and you're continuing to have a great holiday. I'll be back in your ears next week.